It's always nice to hang around a crowd that has good appetite. When did you move into the shul? You moved in already?
Next Sunday.
Next Sunday? Mom for Pesach.
For shul.
Right next to Tversky.
Yeah. Not next to Tversky, Gans. Oh, that.
Yvonne was towering over his house.
I wanted to buy the house after Tversky. I'm not going to get out. You know, the driveway.
Isn't that Hirschkowitz? You're not buying Hirschkowitz's house.
So they bought it. No, not Hirschkowitz. One next to Tversky. Because there was three apartments.
So they bought it?
Someone else bought it. Lieberman. One was a builder. One of them was Ellie Lieberman.
What do you buy it for?
Parents built it on Flatbush. Happened to my in-laws friends.
What's if that, you mean you'd make a parking lot to go right out?
I wanted to buy it and have it for the shul, keep on renting it out, and then have like a driveway to get out. Instead, you know, now you have to walk into the shul and then out all the way.
Oh, there's a parking lot around the house?
Yeah, I wanted to park behind. I wanted to park anything away from the street.
Come on.
Seriously? It's coming.
The force,
that's nice. What's that?
English, you know.
So the parking behind?
Yeah. It'll be wild. One guy goes in, it's parking. They have to go back out. You know?
How big is the parking lot?
Well, in one
17 spots.
Nothing.
Yeah, 17 spots. Yeah.
But most people are walking distance, right?
Yeah.
And during the
week. On Lexington, you can park on 8th, you know? It's not like anything. Everyone needs you to park there anyway, so.
It's going to be a full day, like. Again, a few minyanim, what are you going to have there?
I don't know. He doesn't know himself.
What's the shul now? There's a shul now?
We have a shiur in the morning, and we have a shiur at night. And after the midnight, and then he and shiur in the morning. And then.
On the daf?
In the morning now.
Stam, a regular shiur.
It took us 2 years finishing out Chagiga. We're very slow. I have to start picking up. I don't know. Officially, it was supposed to be like an under a week. Like with Ian, like on a week, you know.
With Taisvas, like you do with?
Yeah, everything. You even wrote a safe on Saita years ago when we did Saita.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I made through a comic. I like it. He writes, he's the editor, he writes smart.
Yeah. Oh, really?
So he took the shear, and went from the shear, Shilas, he used to write over the whole sequence of the whole shear.
He's very, very polished guy, yeah, very, very yeah. Polished.
And he took, you know, we have in our shear, Nachman Sanderson. You know,
the one who fell?
Yeah.
He could talk?
He acts like a Meshuggah in the middle of the shear, but he stands down, he walks around, he starts asking, he starts crazy things, but sometimes he's on the ball. He was a
really?
He was a huge
sometimes on the ball?
Sometimes he's on the ball. He's very sharp. He sees you saying something, he'll it's funny.
Sometimes he can say totally off
there. He's a shadow. He needs someone to take him there. He needs someone to take him back. He gets lost. He forgets from 1 minute to the next. So we put Nachman Sons and Shilas in the safe
center.
And then Makil said, he says, it's good to die the whole shit, but his wife should see this. Something. You put every person in the
what
shiur.
Is it, LDY 2022? What LDY?
Yes.
That's what my mitzvahs that we do. Not easy.
Wow. It's just good to do it.
Recording in progress.
He has a bunch of married, no?
He has one kid, three kids walking down East 7th Street today. So.
Yeah. I'm saying his kids, they're all older.
One of them is my son's age, 30 years old.
They're all older. All his kids are older.
But it happened, none of
two,
his kids.
Two aren't married.
But it happened, he wasn't, none of
two
his
or
kids
three
were married.
Right, it happened when they were in like second, third grade.
Right. What happened? He had a heart attack and fell on the steps, yeah. Right?
My shvok was, he was his rabbi in Belmont. Steinhardt, right? Ellie Steinhardt. So he said, it was his rabbi then. I'm Purim.
What, he had a heart attack? In BMG?
He was out for 45 minutes. He said he was dead. Got brain damage
twice. And BMG?
It was in the morning, early morning, I think he died earlier. His mother was davening upstairs and they started saying to him. She didn't know who she was saying to him for. It was his first son.
She was nifter, she was sick then also.
Yeah, his father died, his father had elephant disease
for years.
What's elephant disease?
Foot was like.
remember seeing it, Alan.
You said that when Gardner's basement, the
Gardner's basement, yeah.
When I met him at the show.
Because he couldn't walk, so he probably.
I think the son still needs the shoulder.
Huh?
He's a son, though.
He's still not married?
He's probably 45.
Well, that guy's not married, well, then, that, yeah.
47.
No, I think
he's my age. Than,
I would say he's at 40. Mm. Yeah, maybe 40.
What does he do? He works.
So they never had a shul thing
there? We had a shear and a tone shul. And then we had a shul.
You didn't daven by, what do you call it?
We go once a year there, it's a shul.
You didn't daven by
Berman? I used to daven by Berman. I started davening there, and he wanted me there. He got me to be Gabi Shani, like Melcha, I'm a Gabi, and then
you're about to get?
Yes. So he basically, if you got me, it was okay. He ended up there at the time anyway, so.
You still live there on 8th Street?
Yeah.
Ninth.
Ninth.
Ninth. Yeah. Wow. Interesting. Your Berman still has something?
Yeah, it's a little basement, but he's also, he could have built the shul. He could have done the same thing. We told him, we begged him to do it. And he has a property across the street.
Yeah, nobody wants that one in a basement. It's over.
It's also he's older.
Right.
Not
right.
Even young
guys right.
Come
right.
To Alvin Bay anymore because they're not building a motif.
He could have done it 10 years ago.
10 years ago, he had a motif.
We asked him, we went with Isaac and we went with a few other guys. We asked him to do it. And Lamai said, he said, who's going to be responsible for all the, you know,
he owns it?
Yeah. It's his thing. We never give him money. We don't give him, like, it's, he does it. I mean, a few guys in Shear give him some money, but I mean, it's not anything. He still has it. He has a business. He does it at Slorn, but how much?
What does he do? What's his business?
He writes Slorn.
That's not close. Cool. That's a business.
Like he has all the stuff. I don't know. I have no idea.
At one point, Berman really had it.
Yeah, he was good.
He had a big crowd. He was in demand.
I still think he could, but he's not.
Yeah, older. Once he's 67, 68 years old, he's probably 65 years old.
He's not fine. He's in his 60s.
At this point.
Also, his parents aren't alive anymore. His parents are busy dealing with his brother-in-law.
Who's brother-in-law?
Street, what's his name?
Yeah. Oh, that's his brother-in-law?
Yeah. So he lives by his parents.
Oh, that guy's is by his parents?
He's always like a nice little son. He's like living on Monas, you know?
Is he up?
If he's up, he's not, he doesn't even respond to anything. My wife, that's his wife. It's terrible. It's fine. She has to go there. So when her kids, she has kids in Eretz Yisrael, she has to go visit them. You know, her daughter has a baby, she has to go there. She has to take care of the kids at home. She's not taking care of him. She'll take care of him.
She's a single mother. I can't get married.
Whoa. Not just to take care of
him. You know what happened to him?
COVID, heart attack.
He went. Eliyahu Levin is a shver.
Right.
Eliyahu Levin wasn't feeling well. He told the shver, we got to go to urgent care. We must go right now. You're older, you date, it's at risk, you know? Okay, so pick me up. Picks him up, brings him to urgent care. they look really all over him. They said, he looks fine, but you don't look good. Really? I'm fine. They checked him out and said, you gotta go to the hospital right now. You're not fine.
Tell you, I just talked to him.
And he went to the hospital.
He
and
had
was
COVID.
It.
He was, I have an uncle just told me he just had COVID. Out for 2 weeks. People don't realize, even today still. And he was in Israel. He went to Frankfurt for a show. He couldn't get to the gate, he tells me. And shit. He couldn't move. He didn't think about COVID. Then he comes to America. I thought he made me stand. He checked. Yeah, he has COVID. He was wiped. He couldn't, like, even 5 years later, people still don't have COVID.
Yeah, but now people know that they know how to treat it.
They probably did it to him. It's probably made it worse. Who knows?
Probably we're better off being at home.
That's right.
Well, what happened? Something.
What was the last name again?
I forgot the name.
Gellman.
He had a big yeshiva. He was also at his prime.
He was also a huge yeshiva.
He was at his prime.
The waterfall, you saw the pools?
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Which pool?
Pools on top of the buildings.
Where?
In Thailand? Where is it?
And what do they do?
Apparently, there's a lot of high rises in Thailand. They have pools on the roof.
Right, and so there's a video from on top. You see these people taking the water, swinging back and forth. And then you see pictures from the floor. Water
Video's perfect?
What? Friday, 8.2.
What, so the water just went off the building?
And they weren't scared?
Yeah, water flying.
The building didn't collapse?
Yeah, a lot of buildings collapsed. No, because the high rises collapsed,
no? It was in construction. I'm not sure.
There's one building, you see mountains.
Yeah, but it was under construction.
Well, a lot of high rises are built with scale.
Wow, VP is stunning, so look at this. It's not a cheap...
It's not so far.
Extra small.
But you're asking us where the LDY was, okay.
I know.
Next year, after college, yeah. My daughter still uses
it. NDY, how's it called? Harav HaGoyne Abisor Sefer. It says Harav HaGoyne Abisor. What's his name again?
Bollenstein.
Bollenstein. Stop giving a live shiur.
No, he gives a live shiur.
It's not live.
I don't know. But listen, he deserves it. The guy's
it's
a
not
a chelik. Problem.
And a chelik, you can only get raid, I think. I think it's live, that portion.
Could be not. Okay, let's go. I'm live, okay?
You're live? You're live twice a day, three times a day, no?
Zakti Gemara, you ready?
Yeah.
Kuf Alva and Bays, 2, 4, 6, 7, 8 lines at the bottom. Aron Nachman, Gassus or Ruach. I had a safer here, I left it in my car. Shoot. Okay.
Did we get it?
No. Gassus or Ruach, Shahi Baby Rabam, Tadasman Ruach, the hoodiness. Nope.
I love that.
By Gary, by real Gary, yes. By LDY, Stefanski, when he like says, oh, what's your name over there? The cameras go on the guy. They have cameras all over the room. It's like, what's your name? The corner there. You see the guy, they have a picture of him. Yeah, you. Yeah, it's on the screen. It's like, you have no choice. You get like hide, you know? Guy's like, try, comes in quietly, sees your guy, sits in the corner. What's your name?
Yeah.
Doesn't answer. It's on all the screens. Yanko Bustitsky from Bo-Pot. Anyway, let's go. He's going to knock the guitarist. Amram Nachman. Gas the Ruach Shaibe Birovim Tadasman Alam. The haughtiness that Yerovim had killed him. Shnemar, the Yemir Rovim Beliboy, Atta Sosha Amlochel Beis David, Nyala Amazel, Lasses Vacha Beis Hashem, Bushlaim, Rishov Leva Amazel Adanem, Arochava Melk Yehuda, Varguni, Rishov Arochava Melk Yehuda. Oh, that's it. So what does it mean? What does the pasuk mean? What it means is like this: V'shavu l'chol melech Yehuda amar gemiri. We know the ain shi ba'azara el malchus beis Yehuda. The only people who are allowed to sit in the azara are people who are from the kingdom, malchus beis Yehuda. But va keep the chazal the rochav in the yosef va'noka imno, and I'm not. So savri ha'malchus va'avdar, it must be a slave. V'yasivna, and if I would sit, mar malchus avay v'katleini va'azu v'asrei miyad. What do you do? He was basically nervous. The Klal Yisrael is going to go be Oyler Regal, and they're going to realize who the real king is. He's going to lose his position as king. He's saying he's king. So what he did is he made it the king go Oyler Regal. He said whoever goes Oyler Regal is going to beat them up. and he produced, he was machsha klai Yisrael and davay dezor. V'yava yoyetz ha-melech v'yash shnei igli zor, v'me two calves, v'yom ha-lein ravach ha-malach yishlaim, hine lekech Yisrael asher alucho, v'yotzram v'yosem v'se echo v'beis keil, v'se echo nosam bedon. He put basically these two calves and his machsha klai Yisrael and davay dezor. Ma'ava yoyetz, amirud shehoshiv rosho yitzel tzadik. What does it mean by yoyetz? How do you get this? Why would klai Yisrael listen to him? What he did a shtickle trick. I'll tell you by heart what he did, and then we'll see it inside. He took a Rasha and a Tzadik next to each other, and he announced, do you agree that I'm the king? Do you agree that everything I say you're going to listen to? And they said, yeah, of course. And do you agree that if I say to Paladin Tavazar, will he listen? So the Tzadik said, what are you, crazy? Of course not. The Rasha said, no, it doesn't mean that he's going to tell you to Paladin Tavazar. He's telling you, he's trying to explain to you what he means, that when he says you're going to listen to me, you're going to listen to me. But of course, no Avad Zara. But because of that, it was a major nichshel, because they signed off on it. So people were not nichshel Avad Zara. He was able to say, look, they all said you can do Avad Zara. So what does it mean? Echad beis keil, b'se echad nasa medom, ma'a b'yoyitz, amin l'shoyishiv rosha etz al-tzadik. Amal lehu, chasim tu al-kol davidna, amal lehin. Are you going to sign everything I do? Yes. Amal l'malko b'ina, l'mehevo, amal lehin. Kol davidna chol avidzu, anything I tell you to do, you'll do, amal lehin. I feel a little bit of a even to bow down to an idol. I'm like tzaddik, chas v'shalom. No, no way. I'm like Rosh Hashanah tzaddik. No, listen. Sok daitach the gavaki ravam palach avizkam. Boy, you think he's really going to tell you to avizkam? El minisinu who the kaboyi kabis lememre. He's trying to see if you're going to accept what he says to do. But of course, not avay the zara. And meo, that was a major nichshol. Shemya Mill will share, I'll call you afterwards. Va'av Achya Hashiluni Ta the Chasam. Achiluni also, because he saw they sign, he also signed. The Hayeyu, Tzadika Rabaha, the Yeyu is a big tzadik, Shneva Yem Hashem al Yeyu, Yanash Ativo Islaasa, Yoshem Enek Chol Ashel Bilbavi Asisa, the Beza Acha, Bene Reveim. He was machti klai shel davar zara. My gamalei, what was the what caused it? Oh, my bris kerusos for Simon. What was bris kerusos for Simon?
Whatever. Is pronounced with the lips, even insincerely.
All right, wow, because he didn't say it, but he alluded to it. He alluded that it was fine, and people got nichshel on Vezor because of it. That's what he holds. Rav Amar Chos Moshe Achia Ashaluni Rav Ata. He's Shenema. What are you reading? Shenema Achav Avad Abam Maat Yeh Avduni Avduni Harba. And Rav says the problem was Achia Ashaluni. He saw Achishlun, he also was Ta, he was Chosam after the same thing as before. We said he saw that they signed, so he signed also. And Mele, he Yehu saw Achishlun's signature and he thought it was okay. And Mele, people of Nichsha went Zara because of that. Veshach to Shitim na Amiku, Vani Maisel Kulam. Where's Lumak on? Oh, someone joined the Zoom. I'm on. Okay, I have no idea. Zakti Gemara. What are we up to? V'shach tashitem hamiku v'ani moysel kulam. Am v'yachan ha-makash baruch hu. Heim hamiku mishali. Ani amarati kol she'ena oilo. L'regel, over ba'asei. V'heim amu kol oilo regel yitku l'cherav. Hashem said, if you don't know what regel yitku l'asei, and Yeravam said whoever goes up to Yerushalayim, he's going to hit with a stick. He dissed Hashem more than the punishment that if you don't follow Hashem. Hey, Bei Saif, Eravam, big Shabbos by you, Burger. A lot of guys. How many guys? Very nice.
At least eight or
nice
eight.
Boys.
Not sure how many.
Really nice boys.
As you know.
They came from Minnesota.
Ah.
Some. Really nice,
nice
boys.
Another barrel of Vitesh.
I had 42 boys make my main meal for Shabbos Friday night.
Wow. Oh, don't worry. I went to sleep at 11 o'clock.
My yeshiva.
Wow.
I invited them.
I tried to go to sleep at 11 o'clock. They came in at 12 o'clock. I had Nerf gun fights.
My guys were singing until 1 o'clock.
Big shot.
Nice matzah. When it says Ba'esahi, that means that it's a time for Peronius. Ba'es Pkudosam Yoivedu. Tana, what's Mizmans to Peronius? Rashi Shisham Nechlukum Achis Jol, Samach of Ikach Asam of Ikur Lashnaim, as Lashnaim as a crime. And over there also, when Shlomo's son went to try to become king, no, this left later. It's the next one. Yeah, two over. So it's basically it's mezum l'pranius. Beis pekudasin yevedu tanim shem yosi eis mezumanas l'pranius. Beis rotzen anesicho tanim shem yosi eis mezumanas l'toyva. That was for toyva. That wasn't for bad. That was for good things. V'yoyim pekati pekati leim chatosam tanim shem yosi eis he mezumanas l'pranius. What's mezumanas l'pranius? That was, as we said, they split the Malchus split. Yehuda went over the whole story of Yehuda and Tamar. That's when Tamar died, when he was Mizana with Tamar, and her two kids got Sreifa. He went to Shechem. Shechem ba. Call Yisrael, Lahamel Chayisai, Tanam Hashem Yosi, Makam Azum Lepronis, Beshchem Ina As Dina, Beshchem Machor Achav As Yosi, Beshchem Nechal Malchav As Tovid. So you see that it's a city could also have its notoriousness for bad things. What a word. Ve'yirabim Yotzim Yishlaim, Amachim Yibar Papash, Yotzim Bepiskash Yishlaim. He lost Elam Abba. Like a new cloth. They were massive, these people. And it's very interesting, the Chazanish explains that it's Avodah Zarah wasn't for people who were lowlifes. Avodah Zarah was for Gedolim. These were Gedolim. But what happened was, there was a certain pull that you had to get close to the Eibishter. In those days, there was a pull that people wanted to get close to the Eibishter. And Yitzhar got a hold of that and twisted it into a Getchka. And you felt that's how you got cool. We'll see it on the base. The Gemara says, when Menashe said, if you would be in my shoes, you would run to do the Avodah Zarah. That's today's Gemara. So it's not Pashut. Mamash not Pashut.
The Givetet says that the same Koyach that was used for Nebuah was the same Koyach that was used for Avodah Zarah.
There was one Koyach, right.
And that's why when the Tanchin Esidor removed the Yitzhar for Avodah Zarah, that's also when we lost the Nebuah, because it was
right. The
same thing.
And I saw the Chazanish says also that the person that became the Tanoin, Amaroin, whatever, the times of Avodah Zarah, well, not the Amaroin was before that, but when the time of Avodah Zarah was, anybody that fought not to do Avodah Zarah, that level of the level became, was like outrageous. It means there was such a strong pull, if you were able to overcome that, you became the Gal Hadar. But today we don't have that. We don't have, and we have the internet, you know. You would know.
Say, I always thought to myself, you know, you pass the billboards with the Yashka, like
I don't know
Churchill.
How Yashka looks, but go ahead.
I'm just saying, it's like they
you
have sayings
like this.
They have sayings on like the thing, like
looks like a penguin,
huh? Saves whatever it is. So we laugh at those. And I thought it's like you laugh at the next billboard also that has like that uses a priestess. The point is like because we can relate to that in the site, we can't relate.
You're looking at too many billboards.
That's besides the point.
All right.
The last night to Shams, we went to the back. Hashem, who came back to the Zohar from the board of the last table. And he had to go back. After he lost it, he was going back to serve it again. These people, they ruled the world.
These weren't stupid people.
Right. What's he going back?
The Tarot says that there was a certain pull to be close to the Eivishter that was...
And his two sons thought they were going to kill him next.
Right.
But what are you... Coming back to the table? What are you... It's like hard to...
Yeah. Hard to wrap your head around it. Okay, weiter. L'chein, titni shluchim al murgeshes gat biti. Achsiv la'achsiv l'malach Yisrael. I'm going to read about Yotzeh Baskam. Misha horig is a plishti. V'hoirish eskem ger titni shluchim l'vanov. Biti achsiv la'achsiv l'malach Yisrael. Basically, you're going to end up getting deported. Like, what's the guy's name? The guy from Colombia.
Yeah.
No, the guy, the... What, from Colombia?
No, from all the protests.
What, Salvador?
They have 300?
300 people with visas that are...
Wow. Where are they saying that? Some of them from Lebanon, by the way.
Yeah?
Can you imagine you had a visa to in America, now you have to go back to Lebanon?
No, let them stay there.
Yeah.
Some people from America want to
go out.
Malaya from Australia.
We revoked their visas.
Huh?
The lady who was buying those houses in Hawaii, he said he got kicked out of the country.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Trump kicked out any plate. No.
Let's get plates. Let's get some plates. Go inside the kitchen. Go around. If the combination is 2, 3, and 4 together, and then 1 and 5. Oh, good fries. Good fries.
These ones are good.
Why do you get ketchup? It's too close to the face.
Wow. Yeah.
Ketchup? Well, if you get Berman's ketchup, it's fine.
Yeah, it's not chametz and it's not a problem.
I'm telling you.
I said this place is pumping out. I called him, he was ready 3 minutes later. It's unbelievable.
Wasn't ready 3 minutes
later. No?
He's half hour wait.
20 minutes.
20 minutes you waited?
No.
It's the season.
We don't have to
start. Who's hungry now?
Huh?
Who's hungry?
The whole world is hungry. The whole world is so exhausted.
Okay.
You just started.
I'm Chanina Papa. Call him Nenim and Oilim Azeb Alei Bracha. Make sure I make a bracha, huh? Kil Goyza Kosh Baruch Hu. What do you mean you stay on Kosh Baruch Hu? There's two pshatim over here. Either means that you're stealing because you're not making a bracha. You're stealing the bracha or you're stealing the food.
Stealing the bracha?
Yeah.
Who says that?
I saw it today. I don't know who. Rashi. It's Rashi Shita, by the way, somewhere. I don't know where. A bracha gives bracha to the world.
That's right.
A Popeye.
That's all where it comes from.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Why is it olive?
If you know what olive oil looks like, you understand.
Huh?
Popeye not? Wasn't it an olive?
Her name was olive oil, yeah.
Uh-huh. What am I? What, you want me to look like a Mexican
Popeye.
That started eating Chinese? They look like they're short and fat, you know what I mean? Like they can only go one way, you know? You take one stick and you hit it against each other. That's how he was. He furthered the Jews from the Eibishter. But these Zohav, Amar Moshe ben Kosh Baruch Rabbanu Shloim. Mishvul Kesev Zohav, Shishpatim Yisrael, Ashirim Udai, Garam La'aslam Elihei Zohav. Marshall, in Ari Darius Vanoyim, Tachkubash Altam, Tachkubash Abbas. So basically, Moshe Rabbeinu said to Eibishter, you made Klal Yisrael rich. They have everything. When you get rich, you get hoardy. You get hoardy, you lose your connection to Hashem. And you lose your connection to Hashem, you can go do Avodah Zarah. If Klal Yisrael did not have what you gave them so much, it was Bizus Yamsov, that's what it was. So, Mela, at this point, what do you want from Klal Yisrael? It's the Limus Chus and Klal Yisrael. You have to always be careful when you make money. The lion, if he's eating straw, he's not hoardy. But if you give him a good steak, all of a sudden he has his head up in the air. You found the plates?
Mm-hmm.
Nada? Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. Here, here's a plate. Oh, this is yours, son.
No, son.
Please eat, one team eat, and then we recycle the plate. The people in Gaza, I assure you, will eat without a plate. Nebuchadnezzar.
Is that the same argument like the Chinese are starving?
The people in Biafra, they don't even have.
Amar Baisha, Ad Yeravam HaYisrael Yonkim Ego. Till Yeravam came along, every time there was a punishment in the Klal Yisrael, we still suffer from the Ego, which means it's always reversed back to the Ego. HaYisrael Yonkim Ego, Echod, Mekam Eilach, Mishnayim Mishloish Agolim, because he put two Agolim in Don and in Gat, and in base scale, so Mela, that's, we have now three Egos that we have to suffer for. So at this point it's over. So Gemara says a fascinating thing. Amar Rabba, Acha shetosok Hashbaruch Hu Yirav, he grabbed him by the lapels, the big day. Amaloi, Chazor Bach, Va'ani Va'atem Ben Yishai Nid Tayel Ben Gan Eden. I'm giving you a way out. Amaloi Mi Beroish, who's going to be ahead? Ben Yishai, Beroish, Yachel Bina. He was such a haughty guy, such a Balgaiva, that the Eibush is handing him shuva on a silver platter. He turned it down, and you'll see the Gemara. This next Gemara is a continuation. Ravo Avarogad Avakad Dorish B'Shloishim Lochem. He used to always preach about the three melachim and lechelik l'mahaba. Cholosh, he got weak. Kabbal ed le'darish. He said, you know what? Maybe I'm speaking against these three melachim. It's not nice. So he stopped. Kimin itbach, he got better. He got the z-pack. Halak adarish. He continued. Ami loki b'yosach le'darish. Honestly, didn't you say you're not going to darish? Bu, ama inu mihajibu dano hadabi. So they ask Shiloh, what, didn't you make a nether? He made another, basically.
More.
That's what he said. It looks like he made it. He said,
Kibole.
So the question is, they say, this is a shtickle continuation of the Gemara before. Hashem offered him to repent. He says, no, I can't repent. Because who's going to be in the head? Not repenting. Hashem offered all three kings, so Los Chedek Hava, a way out, and they didn't. So he says, if they could were offered a way out, and they're not willing to repent, I don't have to stick up for them and not say and not talk about them.
Even though Bernstein has nothing to do with him, again. I accepted a nether on myself.
No. That nether is a separate problem. I'm just saying what the Pshat Gemara is. No, nether, they say it wasn't a nether, it was only a Shuk Kabbalah. They say that it was Cholash. He didn't get sick. He got weak. He thought he was coming down with a sickness. But the Maya said all it was a little sniffles. Next Gemara, very interesting Gemara. Rav Ashi, Oikia Shloshim Malachim. He stopped giving shir right before the mission of three Malachim. And Amar Lamachar, Niftach Bechavin, tomorrow we'll start talking about our friends. Also, Menashe, Ichs Chazi Bechavin, it came in the dream. Amar, Chavruch, Lechavir, Davuch, Karslan, you call me a friend? Mecha Bois Lemishra, Hamoitzi. Where are you supposed to cut the bread when you make Hamoitzi? I'm a Leodana, I have no idea. I'm a Mehecha the boys, the Misha, I'm a Mozi, Logamiris, the Chava Kursla. You call me a friend, you don't even know how Lachal am I, a simple Lachal. I'm like, Admirally, tell me, Velamacha, the Shinla, the Shinla, the Pirka, I'm a Mehecha the Karim Yishula, where it gets, says Machoik is what it means. Either it means where the bread gets finished, that's what makes it a bread. So that part that finishes the bread, that's where it is. And well, some say it's where it's hard, and the push sounding bar is, he didn't know this halacha, he knew halacha. He didn't know what's called what's called the Karen Bishula. Yeah.
Why don't Hasidim eat from the end of the bread? No, there's no such a thing, by the way. People say it's kosher shitfa, but I don't think it's not true.
So it's not a thing that's not good?
And here's the thing, but it's not brought down in the list of things that kosher shitfa.
So what's the thing?
Why don't people don't do it.
So what's the thing?
Because because it's misurred by them that it's kosher shitfa, but it's not in the list of things that kosher shitfa, it's not brought down. That works.
You don't call
him. How many guys go for Shabbos Mincha? And that's it the next week.
I don't eat that.
Then why
not?
Well,
what's the end? But that's what my father does.
What?
So my question is,
cuts the end.
Boom. Yeah, you don't eat the end, though.
Not supposed to cut the end.
No, you eat. You
we just said, where are you supposed to cut from?
No, it's Ruka Rashi. Rashi says, Il Malamalo, Mr. Zapasi Meshulava from the edge.
It's a machlokes. No, but.
If you cut it in half?
No, right.
But not the middle, not the center section. The bread, not the center.
Yeah, yeah, but
I'm
saying.
Right.
Why are you not supposed to eat the heel of the bread?
That's
who said
that? Again, the edge,
the first
slice.
That's how my father does. He cuts the
bread. I understand that, but your father might do it.
That's what I'm talking about. They keep on saying this because it's people said it's because it's kosher shikha, but it's not. It's not brought down in the list of things like kosher shikha. Because they think it's kosher shikha. It's brought. It's
exactly.
That's where it comes from. But in the list of things, it's not brought down.
Let's chat, Jimmy.
The Rashi says you can cut off from the side, from the edge. Not the middle. Don't cut the middle.
Why not?
No, Hasidim actually cut the center of the slice because the center of the challah they opened up.
Don't they cut on
the
angle, some of them?
Because
you want to get the...
My father cuts from the end.
Why?
He does cut from the end because he's supposed to cut the better part of the challah.
So what it depends on, I like the end.
Yeah. I like the crispy parts.
No, it's not what you like. It's where the challah gets finished.
It's you? Where does it get finished?
It's me. The crumb bishul, where it gets where it's the first part that cooks. Yeah. See, there's the very top of the challah, the first part that cooks, or it's the edge of the challah that gets.
No, the edge, not the tip. The tip.
Yeah, the edge.
The tip.
Yeah.
Here, I thought the side.
The tip.
No, I thought over here.
No, the edge of the challah, the first part that cooks, or the top of the challah, the first part that gets cooked.
Yeah, but the long way.
So maybe you should cut like this. Get both.
Right.
Cut down this way.
So what are you doing around the challah?
No, I'm not loving this. What are you doing around the challah?
Round challah is only Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah, that's what
I'm saying. Sourdough
is
round all
year
long.
Sourdough is not challah.
Okay, now, one second. You're saying this is the end, maybe this is the end, and then every single
time. Why don't you ask me how you cut sushi? I'm saying, you didn't have anything tomorrow. Obviously, you're not supposed to eat it. I have no idea.
Seriously, what would your father do?
You know, they went to Obli Yasher and asked him, what brach he make on sushi?
No,
he said, what is it?
I'm not being sarcastic. I'm
it's raw fish.
He says,
nobody eats raw fish. It's not Royal Akhila. You don't make brach. So, no, there are people. So, well, it started in China. That's not a gay of us. So, no, it's already here.
They cut off the end, then they put it in.
Yeah, but he's fungible.
It took a while.
Yeah, so we don't
build up.
You're like this. Rashi wasn't like a. Tell me, look at this. Raw fish? Next. We're back to learn. The guy had to come up. One second. No. I have another Shiloh. Oh, okay, fine. What's the other Shiloh?
Also, what are you doing on a sourdough? It's always
red. Sourdough is not bread.
It's the original bread.
It's a poor man's junk.
Yeah.
That's you decide.
It's fine. You can't make sourdough.
I know you might pay $80 a pound for Montreal.
How do you expect to make sourdough matzah?
You can't make sourdough matzah. No such thing. Why do
you
want to
do
that?
You can't. How do you expect
to make... The same way you buy the love matzah.
It's not poor man's bread. It can't be poor man's bread.
I spend a lot of money on matzahs.
Not because you bought... No,
makes
you just different pound...
I have. I have Ruchaim Shoyad. I have one on a stick.
What?
Rechaim Shilyad and one matzah on a stick.
What do you mean matzah on a stick?
Why does that matter? Why does that matter?
Matzah is $90 a pound.
Oh, okay.
Matzah is $90 a pound. I think $85 a pound paid this year.
We go there. All the chumras.
No.
Where?
And they go matzah maker.
No.
They make it.
No, not every Pesach. Rechaim Shilyad and Rechaim Shilyad one on a stick cost $85 a pound.
Rabbi Brody's
and they have the
I think I have the big thing. Matzo.
You could walk in there and ask them. They'll do it for you.
The square one?
My wife actually
have
the matzo.
I took the whole run. It was one time. It was reduced 18 pounds, I think.
Yeah.
Same usually get 30 pounds.
Right.
So they take one on a stick.
Like the round mats are as I can in the home. So she was strong. That's the one here. So as I can in the home, that's the minute.
Oh, man. Not now. Okay, yeah.
All the other problems.
Okay, let's finish the story over here before you guys get all carried away. My time of is gone, so I don't understand. You have it. You're the head rabbi. I'm like, Havas Hossam, Havas Nakidna Vishmuli Glibi, you pick up your frock. But Rod Zalasroi, Lamachor, Lamar Zalasroi, Lamachor, Amul Rabbanon, Niftach Barab, so let's learn from my rabbi. They call him a rabbi. Now it's interesting. This is what they're saying, that if you would only know the draw was so, these were gedolim, and Asher was a god ladar. Achov, ach l'shamayim, and av l'avetzchom. Ach l'shamayim l'sev, ach l'tzor yulad. Av l'avetzchom l'sev, kerachim av albanim.
Shows you that that's how big of a word this homie was that he had his kid.
Abba was coming, he's like, he loved Abba Yitzchak, like a father. Like a father loves a kid, he loved Abba Yitzchak. That's how much he loved it. Abba Yitzchak was such a draw. People, it was connection to God, and they thought it was,
l'havdol. Not to God, it was to his Mashiach.
That was the draw.
They knew it was to God, they knew it
was.
Yeah, but they thought that was a way to get loftiness. You don't understand what that word means. I'll explain to you later. Look at the Jastro. He has nine meanings for loftiness. First thing is a restaurant. The first meaning is a restaurant. Second, the other eight,
today's
I don't know.
Today's
Yeah. We have to update the Jastro. Remember the Jastro? You had a word you didn't know. You went to the Jastro. There was no other way. I used to go to the Eitzer, pulled this big icky book.
And it was like this fat.
This fat book.
Like the fat of like six encyclopedias.
Go through. Seven meanings. Which one fits over here? Huh?
How did you know how to read it?
It was not easy.
And the Kokodatsian? You ever look at the Kokodatsian?
No, we didn't have Kokodatsian.
I've used it.
We had the Talmudic Yerushalmi. That was like that brought up like topics.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the green,
yeah,
the green book.
The green book. It's like, what, like 17, like
whole book is, yeah.
Encyclopedia
Talmudic?
Yeah. There wasn't an English sefer in the whole yeshiva. My whole yeshiva, they had an oitzer, they had what? 40 bookcases? Now one English safer.
What should I have English for?
And you know our 12 now is putting in the Kudus. Mama says they did that.
And the Gemara putting in the Kudus?
Yeah, that's come with a new Gemara.
Are you serious?
No. Someone's gonna come out against it.
One guy wants to sponsor for all these things.
Oh good. Oh.
Makish. They're doing Makish edition as a test run.
Okay.
To see what the fallout is.
Yeah, to see who's going to complain and how
yeah,
loud.
No, because
for months he came out.
Yeah,
Kuvius
had it,
totally
yeah, had it but did he have Rashi and Tosis also? I think so.
He had regular tomorrow,
yeah,
but with Rashi
and Tosis. No, but it's one.
It's still out there. You can buy in the store.
Which one?
Kuvius.
Oh, he made it himself.
He made it himself, yeah.
He's one line off because of the Kuvius. The typesetter doesn't work.
So he doesn't have the Tosis enough?
That was Archbold Camp Tachat.
That's
the Tosis enough.
How do they do
they
it?
Can't
you have to. Otherwise, they would have done it.
They
would have
figured it out.
How did they figure it out? What did they do?
They
just enlarged it.
They
enlarged it. Just made it bigger. They enlarged the whole thing. They made it bigger.
They have 1,000 employees. Finally figured it out. You know what I mean?
Then just make this that much bigger.
They got Elon Musk on the case. He brought the professionals. He got guys who know how to tech.
Right. How to tech. That's it. We know how to tech.
You have Elon Musk only hired for 130 days. That's it. His job is 130 days.
But the whole Doge?
Yeah, he's supposed to. He thinks by 130 days in, he'll have the whole thing done. $1 trillion saved.
He's pretty close to it.
He's pretty close to it.
He's in one of his guys was saying, he had five businesses running. He gave it up to go back to the country.
But none of these guys are Temcha Shabbos cases.
No.
No,
the guys that come with Temcha Shabbos. Every one is a.
I mean, these guys are billionaires. I mean, every guy that's working is a billionaire.
What's her name in El Salvador? They said they couldn't even focus on her. All I could see was her Rolex that she was wearing in the prison over there. Christy, no.
You're not scared. Not scared to go to the prison. Like,
oh, there's something blind over there.
You know how much firepower they have walking into that place?
Oh man.
But you know, these bombs over there.
So many people have so much.
She was right up to the fence. I'm saying they're right there. They could grab her, you know.
Nobody's touching. No, in El Salvador.
Not if you don't.
You think Singapore's bad?
Right. If you want to keep your legs.
Mm-hmm.
What, they're bad over there?
In the prison, they have gangs in there.
They keep them in.
No, there's no gangs in this prison.
No,
there's no violence in this prison.
Right.
No.
No, there's no violence. This prison has no violence.
No,
it's 24/7. You didn't read the thing. Mm. This guy's 35 years old. He took hangars overnight. He built prisons, and he put them in. It's light like day, 24/7. You're watched like a hawk. You're chained to each other. There's no nothing going on there. They can all die within a few days. There, I mean,
we're all chained to each other.
It's not like over here. We
heavy tattoo.
Every single one is tattooed. Like
it's not like you get to sit and watch TV, and you know.
No, there's no TV.
Good.
It's lights.
And no one wants to
make it work.
No one wants to go there. It's El Salvador cleaned up the whole country because of it. And now we're cleaning up us. By the way, Aurora, Denver, where is that? Where his gangs were. Because I think I did a job.
In that building.
That was
in the building. He did that roof.
I did a job in, not Aurora, it's a town not far. Where I was very bad. Very bad area. I only realized afterwards. After I called the chassidish guy who sent me that, I said, by the way, like, is this safe in the building? He's pretty good.
Pretty good. He doesn't go to collect the rent, let's put it that way.
I'm telling you, it was bad. It was real bad.
He doesn't go to collect the rent.
Anyway, okay, let's go a little weiter.
Achav, okay, the next one. But he cannot kill.
So we have over here. One second. Vayhi nokel et lechte bechetam yirovim menavot om yichon akalosh osa achav kechamush osa yirovim. So why did he equate it with Yeravam? And Shuhay Yitchil LeKalkala, he's the first one, he's the one that broke the ice. Gam is b'choysam kegalam al talmei shaday. Listen to this one. Shaday, Amar Yechonon, ein loch kotel v'talmei tzorshalay, even the love of Achav Avizchom. He was such an Avizchom junkie that every single mountain had an Avizchom. Yishtach v'loy, yishtach v'loy. U'minala on the last lamdom, how do you know that he loses v'loy l'mahaba? Yechsev v'chresi l'Achav, Mashtem Mekir va'atzur va'azur b'Yisrael atzur ba'azur va'azur ba'amba. Amar Yochanan ma'azocha Imri, the father of Achav. The Malchus and Shehosiv Krach Echav b'Yisrael.
What's the question?
Shnei Yikin Esahar Shomer Meish Shmar Bekesev Yivin Esahar Yikin Shem Ahir Shabon Al Shem Shamar Adnei Ahar Shamar. So because he added a city, he was Zoicha to get to be a king for 22 years. No, why? He didn't have to be a king. No, he was Achav's father.
Right. And his father was also
Who was his father?
The old from the family. The king of the family. That's probably something they get appointed to say.
Maybe why for 22 years? Could have been for 2 years. Why do you get 22 years? I'm going to come from Achav. Achav just 22 years? What is it, 22 years? How many years?
No, it's not Malchus.
Don't say it. Next one. Next one is 22 years. Right. Next one is 22 years.
Elo was the king, and then they were murdered by him, and then he was the king for 7 days only because he put up the city.
Yeah. So I guess he wasn't royal to be a king.
Because the whole they were murdered against him. That's the thing.
I guess he wasn't. He was okay, but you know what I mean? He was on the food stamps. Why was Achav Zoicha to 22 years to be a king? Listen to the story.
Not all Malchus
Yisrael. Not
Malchus Yisrael. Because Malchus Yisrael went from the son. Malchus Yisrael didn't all go.
He had to be Roy.
Not all. No, they were married. Not all of them were the son.
Okay. So basically, he was a Mike Tyra. Listen to the story. They sent him, the FBI sent, lost the place over there. Yishlach Malachim al-Acham al-Akshol al-Iro, v'yim le-koy Omar ben-Hadad, kaspecha, v'zahavcha, gold and silver, lihu, v'neshecho b'necho atoivim liheim. I want the good ones, obviously. Kim ka'es malcha ha-shalach ha-avdi, elecho, v'choshu al-peischa, v'zbeltei avadecho, v'yikamach ma'adeinecho yisim yodo, v'yodo v'locho. That's what he told them. V'yimer, so he sent back to them, l'malachim ben-Hadad, one thing I can't give you. My machmen enecho, lav sefer Torah. Referring to sefer Torah, he said, that I can't give you. I'll give you my wife, I'll give you my kids, I'll give you the gold, I'll give you silver. But that I can't give you. Maybe it's referring to the goy. And a zaken is not a person who's a guy. Is avod zara. But dilma savi dahava sahava, which are people who are off the d. Me like siva yisha adava meinav shalom as kainim. From the days of savi dahava sahasam, there was a kainim that weren't orthodox. They were conservadox. Like siv. Someone says hasam like siva chalom. Hachi siva chalom. The efshir dilu have mutzadikaya. Has to be someone who's a Jew and a good Jew. V'ksiv and with takzim v'hisharti b'yisrael shivas alofim kol abekam shalikoru lebal v'chol apesh le'nashak loy. So we see that it was 7,000 shivas alpayim. Alpayim is 14,000, right?
No,
alpayim
is
2,000. So shivas alpayim is 14,000. Amar Nachman Achov shokol hayo. He was 50-50. 50% Russia, 50% good. Shemar Yem Hashem Mi Yifata Es Achav VeYal VeYipov Ramis Gilod VeYem Zeh BeKoy VeZeh Oymer BeKoy. And that tells you he was 50-50. Masav Yosef Man Kos BeRak LeHoyek Achash Esmakto Asar Rav Yem Hashem Asher Sisto Oyse Yizel BeIshto B'Tanim Choyim Oyseshkel Shikuzov LaVez Chavim VeAtam Eshakel Hoyu. Achav was such a rasha that every day he donated himself to the Avodah Zarah. His wife would have to go and redeem him every day from the Avodah Zarah with Shikul Kesef Yizel. So you tell me this guy's a tzaddik? Every day he didn't have a zara at the highest level, donated himself. So Gemara says, you're right. Listen to this Gemara, it's phenomenal.
And he's still
in the
Chel
Gom Abba. And he's still in the because he was Chet Amachte Yisraam. But with regard to his...
But he was feeding tzaddikim and he was feeding everybody. He killed out all the Nevi'im. Like,
and he did Avodah Zarah and he was Machdis Rabim. But his Avodah is only 50-50. Can you imagine a guy who's not Avodah Zarah and not Machdis Rabim and his Mahana Tamachom B'Moinoi, he's 100% good.
After 2 weeks ago, we had Achav and Elio, right? Elio says, I'm not going to go visit Achav. Achav has killed out all the Nevi'im. You're going to go ahead and get me killed. So Achav killed out all the Nevi'im.
What
is
the
Nevi'im he kills out? But because he pays the gives food to
pays the dues, him. Pays the dues.
He didn't even necessarily give it to the Tamir Chacham. He just gave it out to everyone that happened to include Tamir Chacham.
Vayetze ruach v'yamre Hashem v'yamre ani aftena v'yamre Hashem elo v'meh v'yamre etze v'yisi ruach sheker b'fi kol neviyav v'yamre tepata v'gam tuchel tse v'aze ken. Basically, he's the how do you call it? Not the demon. The spirit. The spirit of Nevois said she'll make sure that Achav goes to Ramais Gilo to fight. And she was going to tell him Shekarim. And Hashem said, you know, if you can tell Shekarim, then do your job and get out of here. I don't want you in my Mechitzasi. I don't want Sheker. It doesn't have a place by me. My Ruach, I'm Rabbi Yechanon, Ruchish Nevois Yisrael, I might say, I'm going to say Mechitzasi. King said, Dovish Shekarim, Liyichon, Negadayini. I'm Rabbi Bahan, Darminji, the Parakini. Machir basei, you're trying to get revenge on someone, you end up losing. Vayas Achav, let's go a little weiter. Es Asher, v'yichtev Achav lasis, v'yosef Achav lasis l'hachas, es Hashem, okay, Yisrael mechom Achav Yisrael, shahoyu l'fanav, amir v'yichron, shekosev adas v'shoyim en Achav kofar b'leikei Yisrael. That's a vayas, he did. What did he do? That's what he did. He wrote it. V'yich en l'chel gom Abba. What does it mean he's hiding? That's why
cut it out.
What's koider? Right. So and he had to hide because if he didn't hide, they would have killed him.